Okay, I'll talk about the making of the first video training package on Synfig Studio, which was released in November 2013, and in which I took part as the English voice of the course. So I thought I'll go through a little bit of the actual making of the training package, and hopefully this could be useful for other projects to develop their own training courses. So we started with a problem which is quite common for many graphical free Libre graphical tools, that there was increasing amount of users or people who got interested in using Synfig, but they didn't really have the time, or they had other issues that they couldn't dedicate the time and effort to get acquainted with the program. So we felt that there was an increasing need to make some kind of a very short, straight to the point introduction as easy as possible, and giving as much as possible to new users of Synfig. So what we made was very short, straight to the point video course containing 11 lectures and in total 1 hour of content. And these lectures cover essentially the basics of some basics of making animation with Synfig, and finish with an example of actually making cutout animation with a character. And the way the course was designed was the idea was that it should be it started with Russian and English, but it should be accessible for in many other languages, and there should be the possibility to be scaled up by the community, and it should be hosted in a platform that allows multilingual video courses, open content licensing, and it also has a voucher system so that there could be some awards, or it could be flexible the way the course is distributed. So in the beginning, the course contents initially they were made in Russian, because they were made by Konstantin Dmitriev, one of the main contributors and users of Synfig. And the course contents came partly as a result also of a set of master classes that he did in Russia on Synfig. So he made a compendium out of these classes, condensed them in 1 hour, and recorded a video in Russian. So then the task, and this is where I got involved, was to make the English version and contribute to its making. We started with TransFX and translating the Russian script to English. Then we did the recording of the audio, and but this was based on the Russian video. And this was done with non-professionals volunteering completely with their time. But the idea was that after the course was released, there could be some percentage of any potential sales that could this course generate, which was quite an interesting experiment to make. And I'll finish the presentation with that. So the actual recording, for various reasons, had to be limited to about 2 hour long sessions. And this was this proved to be pretty practical, in fact, because the way we did it was that I had the English, the Russian course, and we took lecture by lecture, which I was watching the video and then speaking the English text, and in the same time recording it. But the thing was that I was not doing that alone, but Konstantin was all the time online and listening through Skype. So he could interrupt and direct, no, this is not good, this is good. So that in the end this made the course, the point was to make it quite lively. And as interesting as possible, so that people will actually dedicate all the time to follow all the 1 hour of lectures in the end. So it became quite a nice dynamics of trial and error, and given that I'm not a professional in doing this thing, it was a lot of learning, both for me and for Konstantin. But it proved to be quite a good model of actually making a quite professional quality of course in the end. And it was very efficient, in fact, with these two-hour sessions that, since we were limited to this time, to actually be live together all the time online through Skype and work with rework the material on the fly. Some thoughts that we had was that since the Russian version was, for example, the voice there was by a Russian speaker, Russian native speaker, and I'm not a English native speaker, to what extent did we need to even think about this aspect? But in the end we figured out that, well, if the course is made interesting and lively, then it would be, it doesn't need, and comprehensible, it doesn't really need to be sounding professionally English. Then, as it was mentioned in the beginning of, in the opening of LGM, the course actually got some initial funding from the Shuttleworth Foundation, but its funding was mostly used for, well, putting a priority on this task. But in fact, for the real dubbing and for potential further versions of languages, it is relying still on volunteers. And another challenge was that the synchronization, it was a challenge to synchronize to work remotely, because Konstantin was working, was living 7 time zones away from where I lived. So these 2 hour time slots were pretty hard to match, but it was also very good in terms of improving the efficiency of collaboration. So finally the course was, after we recorded the audio, it was assembled with Ardour and Blender. It took in total 1 week to record the 10 short lessons and 1 week for the audio processing, which we did all the recording in the middle of October. And finally the course was launched in November 2013. And now it's distributed through in 2 ways, through Udemy, where there is a live forum and you can get support for the course and updates as well. Or it's distributed as pay as you want, but then you don't get this personal support and updates. And those who dub the course get 10% of the sales for the language they dubbed, and then some forum maintainers get also 5% from the sales. And right now in Udemy the course is taken by 74 people. I don't have any statistics about their pay as you want, but we thought it was a good start number of people actually who seemed to find it useful, the course. And right now there's also translations in Transifex in Chinese, English and Portuguese. They're complete ones. There's a French which is partly completed and Spanish. So we hope that more people will contribute with translating and then dubbing the course in other languages. So the course, here is the address where the course is available, and the sources can also be downloaded from the Murevna Project Cloud website. And if anyone is interested in trying the course, I have a few vouchers from Udemy. So just, come to me after the session. Yeah, thanks.
So, we take one question. Before we invite the next speaker to speak about a Blender mannequin, a question?
Yes.
Hi, I've done the course and it's really great, so thank you. But Synfig is at the moment in quite a rapid state of development, and I was wondering if you're planning to update the video with the new changes over the next few months or the next year, or how that updating stage will happen.
Yeah, well, I think you should contact Konstantin for that, because he will be the one to do that. But I'm sure that this is not the last course, so there will be definitely updates. But this was like the first emergency course, which had to introduce the package. But when will next course come? It's hard to say.
Thank you, Gwen. Another one. Sorry, I have too many things.